What's your view of the future of AM/FM radio, radio on the internet, and how these two will live together?
Wow. All right. I guess, you know, we're in effect, we're talking about the state of the radio industry.
That's right.
So I see it now the way I saw it probably 10 years ago. I think I stood up at an awards ceremony and I said, you know, I actually personally carry a little bit of guilt in that I'm on over 500 radio stations and I'm taking 500 jobs when I do that. And I'm not sure that I'm comfortable with the gobbling up of radio stations across the country that, you know, end up in the hands of a few. I actually said that with the president of the network I was working for sitting in the audience. I could see him sort of cringing in the background. Now, we've almost come full circle. And these very large companies, not just the one I had worked for, but most all of them, are in quite a bit of trouble right now because, let's face it, it's sad. I love AM radio. My God, I love it. But it is slowly sort of wasting away, I'm afraid to say. And the big companies that went out and bought all these stations, Michael, and paid so much for them are going to end up, in my opinion, within the next few years, divesting themselves of these stations. And I think it's going to be a good thing in the end. In other words, local programming to some great degree will return because that is what people want. And that's what makes a station successful is local programming. That's not to say there's not room for a guy late at night talking about strange things like Art Bell.